king of the tyrant lizards. Few animals inspire the imagination like Tyrannosaurus rex, arguably the king of the dinosaurs. However, tall and strong as they weren't alone. There was a whole community of dinosaurs around at the time, and researchers may have just solved a mystery that was at least 66 million years in the making. For a while now, scientists have suspected that there was something a little different about the last 15 million years of the Tyrannosaurs in Western North America and Eastern and Central Asia. That's the former kingdom of T-Rex and his kin.
You have a great big giant carnivore, a Tyrannosaur. And then the next largest predators generally are formed smaller than a human being.
That was Thomas Holtz from the University of Maryland.
Turns out that the Tyrannosaur communities were definitely missing more size classes in that middle. They have the little guys, they have the giants, they didn't have the medium-sized adult predators.
Now this is really unusual, as normally, you would expect that there would be predators of all sizes, similar to the food chain you learned at school. Generally, larger predators eat smaller predators, which eat little predators, and so on until you get down to the plant eaters. And this is what we see in the rest of dinosaur history and in other parts of the world at the same time. But these mid-sized predators were missing in these communities. And as we know, nature abhors a vacuum. So what's going on? To answer this question, we need to dig deep into the fossil record. Researchers surveyed the existing records of 60 dinosaur communities. That's animals living in the same area at the same time. 201 to 66 million years ago. They compared communities that had tyrannosaurs and those that did not have tyrannosaurs. And they sorted all of the meat-eating dinosaurs in these communities into size categories to see which size classes were missing. It turns out that young tyrannosaurs filled the void and they actually were the mid-sized predators.
Young tyrannosaurs were quite different than the adults. The youngsters have effectively become the medium-sized predators that in earlier parts of Earth history were occupied by distinct species.
We know that these middle-sized tyrannosaurs were teenagers because we can use the growth rings in their bones to see how old they were when they died.
The teenage tyrannosaur is about 13 years old and 800 kilograms or so. 10-year-olds are about the size of a horse, maybe. An adult was 8 to 9 tons. So between 10 and 18 or so, they essentially add all their body mass.
We also know that just like us, they had an adolescence, a rapid growth phase between the ages of 10 and 18. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? Turns out even dinosaurs had a gawky teenage phase.
They look like little babies for a while, and then they're sort of like skinny teenagers.
So these teenagers were different from their parents, even though they were the same species. But they weren't in competition with their parents or other adults, as they were faster and more agile.
They could turn relatively quickly. So you've got these long-legged, fast-moving, slender predators. They're not going to take out the giant, but there's a lot of smaller prey items that actually would probably be too small for a big adult T-Rex to actually capture. Because a smaller prey could probably easily get away, but they couldn't get away from the youngsters.
And this is an important fact to dust off, because most of their life was not actually spent as an adult.
They only spent, you know, a third or less of their life cycle as a full-grown adult.
These new facts about juvenile tyrannosaurs turn some of the odd theories about dinosaurs to dust. But there's one last thing. I don't know if a juvenile T-Rex could actually clap its hands.
Even when they're young, tyrannosaurs had rather short arms, but they were proportionately longer in the youngsters than they were in the adults. Although they couldn't clap very well, they might actually be able to reach things and pick them up in a way that their moms and dads couldn't, carry things around up against their chest, perhaps.
Thomas Holtz from the University of Maryland there, and that work was published in the Canadian Journal of Earth Sciences.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.